Blog Talk Radio.
Children can be eliminated. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner.
Landings and welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob was at Mayhem Fest on Friday. Don't worry, Rob swears he didn't have any contact with Frankie Palmieri. Though all of a sudden he has this weird neck tattoo. So I don't know what to believe. Here's the show.
Oh, that's what that itch was.
You woke up with a neck tattoo?
Yeah, just woke up next to Frankie Palmieri with
like
a neck tattoo.
Did you guys cuddle?
He's not much of a cuddler. Shock!
Yeah, not romantic.
No, I do not have a neck tattoo. Quick, funny Frankie Palmieri story.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, that's the topic. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast.
How about introducing everyone?
Well, I'm Rob, obviously. Obviously. There's Lars Ulrich, would say. Right, Darren?
That's me.
And that's then that's 3D over there. Then Sid's here.
Hello.
And, of course, the lovely Noah, who is a girl.
Thanks.
That's the nicest thing you ever said.
Think I'm a girl.
Thanks for distinguishing.
Well, for our first-time listeners, you know, Noah without an H. N-O-A.
That's right. Thank you for knowing how to spell my name.
If you're from New Jersey, it's pronounced Noer.
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 Noer, you had a story about a gentleman.
Wait, no. Rob has
hold on.
More important
Everybody's
story.
Got a story about a gentleman.
Guys, hold on. Let me tell my quick Frankie Palmieri story.
God.
Well, first off, I got complimented a lot on the Frankie Palmieri rap. Suicide Silence especially.
Where?
Well, like, it was hilarious. At Mayhem Fest.
Okay, you should establish
that. By some bands.
And it's now morphed into your rap, even though you didn't
want
it.
And also,
notice how it just completely ignores what you just said.
Okay. Everybody, about to add to it. Everyone thinks it's me rapping.
Yeah.
Really?
I totally don't mind that.
And it's actually not the first time I've heard that, like, somebody at a show, like, came up to me. I was like, oh, dude, your rap was great. Oh, that was so funny how you said this. And I'm like, actually, that wasn't me. That part was not me. I just did the itch. And then they were, like, shocked. It's like when they learn.
Them.
Yes, exactly.
You
it's
need
like
to make it clear to everyone you are neither a journalist nor a rapper.
Exactly. And then so everyone was, like, egging me on, like, oh, you're gonna go see a Muir? Are you going to go hang out with Frankie? And I was like, no, I feel like it's always become like a bigger deal than it really is, which is my own fault.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And kind of partially your fault, because you encouraged me to egg it on.
Well, I thought it was a really great song, and it ensued a lot of laughter, so...
I was a little disappointed he didn't come back with another, like, a beef.
How could he?
Well, on the next Demure record.
He just put the album out, so it's going to take a while.
But he could do a mixtape or something.
Who wants to do a mixtape with that guy?
That's true, but he could do his own, just drop his own shit.
Oh, God.
There's no way that he can write something even half that good.
No, I know. I mean, I know it would be shitty.
It's okay, Darren. Deep breath.
That was just nothing to do with being angry. That was I'm more disappointed than anything. I wanted him to, like, make another shitty song about us.
He makes is shitty, but about us.
His turnover isn't that quick. Yeah.
Should I play this or not?
He's on tour.
To refresh people's memories?
Oh, the rap? Sure, yeah. And then I could talk about a quick altercation.
Oh.
Or not lack of altercation. Spoiler alert.
You could just talk over it.
It was just like there was one comment, like one inner area of the pavilion.
2014.
We can get a breathless inside live cast. And so I was talking to a bunch of people, and then, like, he just walked in, and he was walking directly in a path that would, like, cross with ours.
Were you staring him down?
No, I wasn't looking at him. And my friend...
pause the song. I mean, hold I feel on, like yeah, yeah. It's too good.
When my friend noticed him, like, oh, shit, Frankie Palmieri's coming, he's going to fuck you up. And then he goes, oh, shit, he saw you and went the other way.
Ah.
Ooh.
No, he don't want to start nothing.
Yeah. Well,
although this is technically I'm talking shit here, not the entire, I don't really care. Like, it's not even.
But what do you think that really was like?
It was the exact same thing as when like I saw him in the media area.
Didn't feel like it.
By, yeah, I just don't
no,
want to.
No,
like,
I mean, look, he's on a tour. He doesn't want to get his band kicked off the tour if he starts a fight with Rob.
Well,
he's
going to start a fight. Yeah, there's no fight.
He has to know Rob would not like physically engage him in a fight, though, right? I mean,
of course,
Rob.
I
mean, Rob is.
And I'm pretty sure
wrestler.
I smoked weed with one of the guitarists of Amur earlier on in the show. So there ain't no drama with Pazbani and Amur.
Yeah.
So let's get to the song. All right. Let's hear it.
So speaking of the complete lack of drama, here's the song about how much we hate
how much
Amur.
Drama there is. Yeah. In kayfabe.
2014.
Yeah.
Metal Injection Live.
You sound great over here, Rob.
Yeah. What up, Frankie Palmieri?
No, this part is Darren, I think. The rest of it.
Yeah.
I
heard you wrote a song about it.
The whole thing's wrong. Why are we still lying about this?
Girl.
I'll take your credit. Sure. Back.
It's not like that, Frankie. It's not like that at all.
You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know what the live cast is about.
Yeah.
You know, every time we write about Amur, we get a lot of hits and Metal Injection. But right now, I think it's time we hit back.
I heard a record from Amur today, crying like a fucking 10-year-old girl today. Aww, all the bloggers being mean to the racist, meth head, trailer trash, drama queen. So now it's Robert that you swaying. What happened? You got bored of telling school kids to fire weapons? Something you're forgetting. Robert 6'7", then fuck you up and finish off his ribs without sweating. I'm sorry, Robert made you cry.
Made you cry.
Didn't know you're such a sensitive guy. Believe in UFOs like Alex fucking Jones. They should have put some talent up your ass crack with an anal probe. You love calling people homos. Remember that, bitch? So what you wanna do? And so you're gonna run out of acacia strain sauce to steal your shitty fucking sound from. Writing hurt lyrics like a girl in middle school. I'm sorry, Frankie, but he's not that into you. Your music glows, you pussy homophobe. Get another ugly neck pat on your neck fat, you little hoe. What you so mad about, Frankie? What the hell you mad about, Frankie? Why are you so motherfucking angry? You don't want to beef with Pazbani. Why do all your bandmates hate you, Frankie? You cry so much you need a motherfucking hanky. Writing broken-hearted songs, you're so angsty. Trust me, you don't want to be with Pazbani.
Walk the other way on tour when you see Pazbani.
Why the fuck are you so motherfucking angry? What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie?
Hang out at craft services and hide under the table, Frankie.
Get the bunch out of your panties. What the fuck is wrong with you, Frankie?
Yeah. Some of the people were angry at us in the chat for playing this.
Well, you know what? I've been wanting to hear the song, so we played it first.
Why are they angry?
We already heard that, okay? We need killing time. But we used to play our songs several times. I feel like we don't do that anymore.
Super Nintendo Chalmers writes, there's no fight with Rob. One choke slam and Frankie's done. Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate. Mm.
Frankie didn't want to feel the hammer and sickle.
Rob couldn't give a choke slam, though. He's got barbecue sauce on his hands. He'd slip right out.
Slippery.
You wouldn't be able to lift him.
But Frankie might not know that counter, though.
The barbecue sauce counter.
What do they offer at craft services on Mayhem Fest?
I wasn't in there. I didn't get in there. I was just hanging out on the buses.
Oh.
Craft services is like in another area. Frank probably would know. He did a whole thing where he did a video about the crew.
Call him up right now real quick and just be like, what free food were they giving out? And then when he answers, just hang up without saying thank you.
Well, I was there actually a few years ago when we did that As I Lay Dying. When Frank did the As I Lay Dying thing.
You take credit for my fucking lyrics, and now you're taking credit for Frank?
Well, I was just merely holding like a tripod while Frank was doing all
and
the
eating
shooting
ribs.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Eating ribs, sometimes some B-roll.
And whispering stuff to Tim Lambis.
There was no ribs. There was just like, you know, it was like barbecue, like not barbecue, ribs style. Like outdoor barbecue type food. So like salads. Yeah, like hot dog. But then there was also like a real salad and then grilled chicken, some steak.
What about all the fests you've been to? What had the chintziest shitty food that you on any tour?
Well, this was something I wanted to bring up as well. Not at the backstage, but the regular, like the food, the concession stand food, mm-hmm. was atrocious.
Really?
It was the worst food I've ever paid $20 for. It was like, first of all, it was like $18 for a water, a burger, and fries.
Okay. Where was this show?
This was in Camden.
Oh, it's in Jersey. Oh. What the fuck do you expect?
Well,
in
first
Jersey.
Of all, it's not just Jersey.
It's right outside Philly, actually.
It's, yeah. It's not. Well, Jersey's bad in and of yeah. itself. Camden is like the Jersey of Jersey.
But yeah. even at Homedale, even at the PNC, any amphitheater, I've never been to an amphitheater where, A, it's reasonable prices, and B, if you're going to charge me $8 for a fucking hamburger, can it at least be a decent hamburger?
No, because then it would be $16.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Give me a $60 decent hamburger. Like, if you're going to rip me off,
they
please.
They can't turn that around fast. Yeah. It's got to be something that's
it's
fast.
Just, it was the worst.
And it's not going to be a fucking Gordon Ramsay.
And then on top of that, I was getting so high... And my munchies were at an astronomical level.
Aww.
And I was like, ah, crappy food.
So why'd you eat the crappy food at the stand? Why didn't you go in where the bands go?
Oh, well, you're not, like, I can't just
what
walk
didn't
into
you ask Frank
catering Tom? And just get food. You need, like, a meal ticket for that.
Why didn't you ask Frankie to grab you an extra corn on the cob?
Yeah. You know where that would wind up.
In my mouth, because I'd be a cob in it.
No, he'd put it in his sphincter and then give it to you.
And he puts it into your mouth.
That butter, baby.
He would.
And it'll get so
it's baby
hot.
Baby butter.
It'll get so hot and that it'll start turning into popcorn. Oh. You get the best of both.
Oh. It's bad. I don't want corn on the cob anymore.
Can you can down a dick?
What?
Or a corn.
Yeah, so I'm almost certain I was getting high with Suicide Silence. And they had a lot of apparati to smoke out of. They had a massive bong. And then they had a dab bong. And now dabs, it's the new way to intake marijuana. It's basically that wax stuff, the like more hashishi type.
Isn't that your uncle's last name?
The more hash type weed.
Hashishi is Iranian for.
That's what they say when they celebrate getting high. Hashishi.
Gena hashishi.
It's Gena hashishi. Just your dude.
Anyway, so basically, to properly smoke it, it's not like you can't just pack a bowl. And light it with a lighter.
You gotta heat it with a spoon?
You either have one of those like G pens or one of those portable vaporizers, or you get a special bong where there's a part where you torch it. You torch the steel like pipe thing, and then you would drop the wax in it while it's like super duper hot.
You like that hot pipe, don't you,
and,
Rob?
Not even going to acknowledge that. And then you just inhale. So basically...
Gay!
Basically,
you're
freebasing weed is what you're doing.
It seems like a lot of effort.
It really isn't. It's actually quicker than smoking a bowl.
It's when you want the feel of being a crackhead without using crack.
But the thing is, like the whole thing of needing a blowtorch and having to use a blowtorch, I'm not into it. Like,
but then you could also make like creme brulee or something. Later on, if you've got the blowtorch.
Wow. You've just blown my mind because I'm like, what am I ever going to need a blowtorch
for? There you go. Two things.
I can finally make my own creme brulee, which is maybe the best dessert of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely top five.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it was, I got so fucked up. Like, I haven't been this high in forever. And for me to say that.
You're so immune to it.
Well, that's the thing. It's concentrated weed, so it's immediately much more potent than just, analog dry weed.
Well, 3 weeks later, you're going to be over it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I would never want to do it, like on a daily basis, just because I'm sure by that point my tolerance would be non-existent. Because the guys I was doing it with, they were doing like 6 or 7 hits. I did two of these, and I probably shouldn't have really done the second one.
Oh.
Because when I was like hanging out with people, they were like, "Rob, what's wrong with you? You can't even stand still." You're like,
"Were you dancing or something?"
There was about like a half hour where I was on another planet for sure. For sure. It was pretty good. And then finally we got to a Wawa. Uh-huh. And this is after I had already like stoned, in a stoned stupor, I purchised 2 pretzels and a hot dog.
Oh, you got one of those hot dogs? Oh,
the hot dog. The hot dog was the, of all the things that I got, the hot dog was the absolute worst. I don't know why I even did
a
that.
A hot dog from Wawa.
Was it
No, not from Wawa, from the venue.
Oh, from the venue.
Oh,
this, and then after that, I went to Wawa and got a sub.
Well, I don't know which is worse, because Wawa is like the... They have the crust. It's worse than 7-Eleven. They have the crusty ass.
No, I think it's fine.
Well, you were high as a fucking kite.
What kind of sub? An Italian sub. Got the pepperoni, the salami, and I think
it's like a 6-inch, a foot long.
A 6-inch, because I also got a bunch of snacks.
That meat is made out of fucking construction paper.
Wait, and Frank,
it was fine.
Did Frank let you eat that in the car?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
It's meat and gross, and you'd have a really bad gas.
It's not like it was cooked meat where it had an odor to
but
it.
But the thing is, it also meant that on the drive back, Rob had his mouth full of food and wasn't yapping at him.
Oh, that's
so
true.
That's a win right there.
I was so stoned that I was not doing any yapping anywhere.
Mm. Is there any condiments on the sub? Like mayo?
A little mayo. No Italian dressing. I wanted some chipotle mayo.
Does Wawa carry
Wawa
that?
Does not carry chipotle mayo.
A little advanced for the Wawa.
But it was a good time. I definitely got a lot. And I spoke with the guitarist of Amur, who was a very nice gentleman.
Who?
The guitarist of Amur.
Oh. So like said, the guitarist of Amuhu.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Word slipped out of your mouth like a wet turd. Does he also hate his lead singer? Have we already covered that? I feel like maybe we've talked about how his bandmates don't really like him. That's like a thing.
I don't know.
Something? Oh, okay.
Leroy,
I guess he can't say it on the air.
Leroy wants to call in.
I have no...
Leroy?
I don't know either way. Leroy, you can call in. The number to dial 646-929-1357. We're talking about Mayhem Fest.
Mm. But we don't have to.
Have you been to Mayhem Fest? Give us a call. Let us know what...
At one point, they sponsored the live cast, so...
We had a whole month.
Yeah. Mayhem we should have done it this year, but I blew it.
Maybe you shouldn't get so high while you're over there.
Well, what would that have helped?
It would have been already too late.
No, it was always before the
maybe
fest.
Last year you got so high and the promoters didn't like it. They're like, we can't rely on this guy.
Yeah.
He's a stoner.
We're not going to give him a meal ticket this year.
Yeah.
They never gave me a meal ticket. Bastards.
Maybe you got to promote them harder.
But maybe if you weren't so high,
back off on this because it wasn't like... They never gave us money to do live reads. It was just we did interviews with their bands.
Why didn't you ask for some money?
That wasn't part of the deal. It's a promo.
Yeah, use Dust Robert.
But what I don't get is why didn't you just get one of these fucking bands to go in the back and get you like a nice platter of food?
Yeah.
Because then that's their food. Like they only have 3 meal tickets a day. So
what are these guys? Some of them are like 80 pounds.
And some of them, yeah, they probably skip breakfast sometimes. Not everybody
eats
breakfast.
I'm not going to ask a band to give me... I'm going to just go buy food for myself.
There's got to be at least one or two bands on there that are only famous because of you promoting them, so you can hold it over their head.
That's true. And you can also buy one of those fucking disgusting hot dogs and bring it there and show it to them.
Trade, or do a swap.
Or just show them how disgusting it is and they'll feel bad for you that this is all you have to eat.
Fine.
Poor Rob.
I lived. I made it through.
Speaking of the Wawa meats that are disgusting, I went to an Ethiopian restaurant, and they brought... I told Sid this. Mm.
Do they just, like, shit on your plate?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Basically. No, I got a main dish that was pretty nice, but everything comes with this fucking bread.
Yeah.
That's this Ethiopian fucking bread.
It's like soggy, right?
No, it's worse than soggy. It's like it looks like insulation. It looks like a fucking rolled up carpet.
Wasn't that what they eat in Ethiopia?
That's how they make bread.
I thought they don't eat in Ethiopia.
These are the rich people. They eat the soggy insulation.
Everyone else eats rocks and twigs.
But you're supposed to, they don't give you fucking like utensils. You're supposed to eat with this bread, like dip it in whatever food you add and eat the bread. And it was the like I felt like I was eating rolled up carpet. It looks like a sponge.
So you're a no-go for Ethiopia.
I like trying different things, like, but that, you know, I have an open mind about different types of food, but that shit is fucking disgusting.
Just the bread or all of it?
No, that, I had like a little beef stew type of thing that was pretty decent. It wasn't like great or anything, but it was okay. And but that bread, it's not human food. Like, it just looks like... I'm serious. Like it
could
have been
peeling the back wall and just.
It really could have been that if you looked at it.
They're starving over there. They will eat anything.
Exactly, but I don't have to. It's a fucking restaurant. Look it up, Noah. It's called Injera. Injera. You're gonna see bread.
They injera your intestines.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I fucking did. And it looks like a carpet sponge. Did it cost a lot, Darren? No, it was a fairly reasonable price, like maybe $40 a person.
So just about the same as Rob paid for that hot dog.
Basically.
Yeah. Which is also made of insulation.
I think I spent like $50 on food, on like terrible food.
Oh, my God.
And then El Dudorino says, was it the Ethiopian version of Ted Steaks?
Oh,
no, because I didn't shit there and blow up the toilet. Oy. Fortunately.
I was having a hard time finding this. She's like on some Yelp page now.
We'll find it during the break. It's
there.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the food.
But he wants you to see the bread specifically.
Yeah. That looks like someone took a crap on a plate.
Yeah.
What you're looking at now.
That's the bread. Ew.
Ugh. That's not even as bad as it was. That's like a more dressed up kind of. Yeah, that's not even as bad. I'll find you a good picture to show you.
It looks just like a.
It looks like an uncooked tortilla. Though.
That's not a representative picture. Look on the Wikipedia page for Injera. You'll see it. We'll get off this now.
It's a good band. Also, they're on Ferret.
Injera.
Is that still a label?
Barely, not really.
Shankletown would want to know: did the waiters have flies on their eyelids? No. Very good line.
Welcome back, Shankletown. Good job.
Wow. We have a phone call.
Yeah, we do. It's 847. You're on the live cast.
Do you have flies in your eyelids?
Fly
no.
Just Leroy?
I had a question. I had a metal injection customer service question. Regarding the old live cast in the archive.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we can watch the filmed content that Sid puts up, but whenever you click on the archives or whenever you go to the podcast and you try to click play on the videos, it doesn't load because something's wrong.
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube, they're all there. It's because a lot of those are from our old design when we hosted the video on our site.
But shouldn't you like get rid of the broken links though?
If you guys want, you guys
or
have access.
Redirect.
To
redirect.
Wow,
you'd like
I don't
to
know
do
how to
it.
Do that.
We don't
go
have a program website. That's not our
specialty. It's not even programming a website.
It's not our website.
Okay,
it's your
so
website.
Then don't complain.
I'm not.
It's
the
our
caller
show,
is
though.
Complaining.
It is
your
our
customer base.
It is our website because it is the podcast. It is the live cast section, which all of us do the live.
But
cast.
You're the webmaster.
Okay, I have other things to do.
Jeez.
Like the full time job.
But you
job
have your customer calling this hotline.
Yeah. Yes,
and
my,
also can I say something? Yes, I don't think I found the YouTube channel, and they're not all there. It only goes to a certain
vote in the chat room.
If you go to youtube.com/metalinjectionlivecast, they're definitely all there.
So that basically, if you want to see content that is related to the site, go to a different website.
Go to YouTube.
And well, actually, there. On the main page of the livecast site, you can access every video that we've done. Just
call
it.
I would like to summarize the answer to your question. if this will ever be fixed, here it is.
No God.
Don't ask Robin.
No,
anything.
God, please, no! 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 No!
It's very easy to be an armchair webmaster.
I didn't say I'm a... You're the webmaster. I'm not trying to be a
I'm
webmaster.
I'm saying you're an armchair webmaster.
He's not even sitting in an armchair.
Yes.
It's a folding chair.
Yes.
Leave him alone. Get him an armchair, and then he could...
Oh, I have something. To do that, too?
Yes.
Now?
Go to IKEA.
I hope you're happy, Colin.
Let's take a vote in the chat right now. Quick vote in the chat. Who would be okay with next week, instead of Rob being on the show, he takes those 2 hours to fix the live cast page and all these broken links? And the
Can
rest
we get Lonnie instead to replace him? That'd be great.
Not next week, but he'll be back soon.
Yeah, Lonnie will definitely be on the show.
Yeah. He'll be on the show more often going forward. But are they voting
in
the chat
room? Why is he going to be on the show? Did you go
through
divorce?
Well, because the livecast studio is moving.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
To somewhere 10 minutes away from where he lives.
We have 4 votes so far. Fix, yes, fix it, fix it, fix it, and now yes again.
Nobody wants Rob on the show.
Sounds good. Fix it. One guy voted twice. It doesn't count.
Fine. Fine. You don't
one guy
on the
voted
show?
In reverse.
There would be no show without Rob.
One guy voted in reverse.
We do need his computer.
You need my computer. You need my website.
No. You just sit
you
here.
You need my radio
you
station.
You just sit here. We use your computer.
No, you
yeah,
leave your laptop
show.
Here.
Oh, okay.
We have like another
but
one.
No, mic
no
for
problem.
You.
You can turn my mic off. I'll just edit the videos right now. You might hear the sounds from the videos every now and then.
Oh, come on.
I have
unprofessional.
I have to check to make sure it's the right video that I'm putting on the page. But sure, that's not a problem. I could use these 2 hours to do
not
that.
These two next week. And I won't be here either next week, so it'll just be the Darren and Noah show.
Is that Sid? Yeah, that's a pretty accurate representation of Sid.
What did I do? I'm trying to come up with solutions.
You're being a bitch. That's what you did.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Rob,
that's
here,
right.
Smoke this.
Thank you.
You need to feel better.
Baby needs his baba. Baba Raba.
Baba
Raba.
Baba Raba.
There. All better.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Maybe.
Your first one went over so well. Why not?
Did Jenny and Noah have a falling out?
Noah?
Yes.
Is there some kind of bad blood there?
Yes.
Would you go into detail?
She's never there anymore.
Well, now she's married, so it wouldn't be an option anyway.
Did she marry that smelling her foot cop guy or the guy who smelled her farts?
Oh,
no.
That's a past life for Jenny.
She doesn't
she's
that
not that way with that weird fetish website.
That was like 4 years ago. No. You really think
she would never marry a foot pussy.
Yeah, those were never serious relationships.
Do we know that for a fact? Like maybe
yeah.
they do that.
I mean, never. It was always just so they clean her house or whatever. It was yeah. like to, for them yeah. to do chores for her.
They're just here to clean her oven. You remember the song?
So go ahead, Noah. Explain the.
No, I'm not going to go into.
Why
detail.
Not? It's been enough time. It's not like she's listening.
Yeah, it's
enough time has passed. You could just explain. The kids
sometimes
want to know.
People just drift apart. That's
that's
it.
That wasn't a drift, was it?
Did she stop smoking weed and you continued?
I don't know.
She continued on the dungeon, and you backed off the dungeon.
Yeah, I wasn't going to become her foot pussy.
She has stopped smoking weed, by the way.
Really?
We're severely cut down.
Wow. Is it because of the husband?
Yeah, he doesn't really do it. He doesn't, actually, he definitely doesn't do it.
That guy's hairless, right?
He has...
He's hairless? I thought he just had a bald head.
I don't think he has eyebrows or anything.
He has alopecia.
Photos.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
Got a little owl.
It's got to be slippery when you're getting all sweaty in bed, and there's just nothing to like cling to. You just slide right off of the dude if she's on top, because she's pretty hairless, I'm assuming as well. Just
why are you
slide
assuming
right
that?
Off.
We don't
know.
That.
She seems like the type that would groom herself.
Noah, is she hairless?
You've probably seen her.
Rob, you're the one that.
Me.
Who has most recently seen Jenny naked? Quick.
I have never seen Jenny naked.
I've never seen
Noah, you must have at some
I haven't
point.
Seen her naked.
Ever. You never went like clothes shopping and were changing in front of each other.
Well, you still wear underwear, though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I saw her changing.
Yeah. She wasn't all bushed out, probably.
No, she doesn't have body hair.
Yeah.
Bushed out.
You like that?
She wasn't a 70s porno.
I don't know about her, you know... Her bush, but
there wasn't like any strands poking out of her panties though
no.
that you saw.
Oh god!
What? It happened.
There wasn't any corn in her butthole, was there, Noah?
No, the foot pussies ate it out.
Oh,
there's
I'm going
never
home.
Any corn.
That's it.
The what? Second weird corn butt reference of the fucking half hour. What are we doing? Is the episode brought to you by
butt corn?
Pop. Bird's Eye. There we go. That's a corn company. Almost couldn't come up with a corn company. What's wrong with me?
Someone in the chat asked if I think Frankie Palmieri is hot, and the honest answer is hell no.
But is that because of his personality, or is it physical? Physically,
yeah,
if he was...
Yeah, like everything.
If he was
I
a
can't.
Great guy, would you find him attractive?
Well, the personality...
Not if he had a neck tattoo.
Okay,
but he's
fair
not
point.
Like a masculine type. He's like a pretty...
frail little guy, right?
You never know. She could go out of her comfort zone.
He's not really my type.
No. I understand.
He doesn't
I wouldn't
play
think so, but I figured I'd ask
He probably
question.
Does, but just poorly.
True.
Like on the tour bus.
True, true.
He probably, like, plays it as stress therapy when he thinks about how much Rob hurt his feelings.
Acoustic jam. Go on.
No, nothing. I'm going to read a comment, but I thought better of it.
Oh. I'm curious.
Well, it's for the best, then.
Text it to me.
I'll show you later.
Screen cap it. And then post it on a subreddit. And link me to that.
I'll post it on Imgur.
Yes, thank you. Why is
Are you
that,
guys hearing the new Limp Bizkit song?
No, I was going to bring that up later.
Oh, I haven't even heard it.
Off the hook. I'm just kidding. It's terrible.
Is that what you're promoting at Amazon MP3 this week?
Who's Amazon MP3?
All right, is this not Leroy?
This is Leroy. Firstly, I don't think it's for sale, and they only released a cassette version. I don't even think they have a digital version for you to listen to. That was their business tactic, to put a cassette out of it. Who the fuck is listening to cassettes? I don't know.
Well, you listen to it.
Well, probably Lee.
What music?
Oh, no, they put it on, like, YouTube. They're streaming it, but
yes.
If you want to own it.
The only thing you can find on YouTube anymore is either behind-the-scenes Metal Injection videos or a Limp Bizkit single. That's it.
You can find in front of the scenes Metal Injection videos, too.
No.
Behind the scenes.
No. YouTube blocked all of those.
Thrash it or trash it?
Sure, here. I got it. Oh, you got it?
That's it?
Endless Slaughter? I haven't heard it.
That just sounds like zombie.
That was fun.
He sounds sort of like Billy Joe Armstrong now.
I was going to say Suicidal Tendencies. All I wanted was a Pepsi.
It's so auto-tuned.
It's definitely a cash money release. You can tell that a production.
Awful. This is actually, like, not... I'm surprised it's not catchy. There's no hook.
No, oh, I thought you were going to say it's not bad.
No.
Very bad.
I guess this is the hook?
I don't know.
It just sounds like nails to a chalkboard to me.
This has to be the chorus, right?
Yeah.
What do you think Frankie Palmieri thinks of this?
Probably loves it.
He got the original pressing of the cassette. The first one was direct to him. He's in the fan club.
With an autographed poster.
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
Leroy.
Hard
cut.
Ugh. Yeah, they don't deserve a soft cut.
No.
That's my response to Limp Bizkit.
Good day, Leroy.
His name isn't really
Bye.
Leroy.
Goodbye.
So, Noah, talk about how you got flirted with?
We're not really sure. No. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Discover whether she was flirting.
I was coming back from Sid's place yesterday, and I was waiting for the train, and this guy walks up from behind me, and then steps in front of me, looks at my glasses, and goes, "Those are nice glasses. Oh, you have green eyes? I have green eyes." And then he just turns and back faces to me and just stands there.
It's very disinterested, you know. I had to point that out.
Well, I didn't know if he was checking me out from behind and he liked the way my ass looked, and then he came and saw what I looked like in the front and was like, never mind.
But then why would he say anything?
Yeah.
But girl, you gorgeous.
But
it was just weird. It's so strange. It was so off-putting.
Maybe he liked you from the back and then came in front and showed you his backside.
Yeah. Like dogs. Yeah. Like, here, now you take a sniff.
Oh, do you want me to sniff the corn in his ass or something?
Again, a corn. It's three corns. We got three corns and a hashishi on this show. Three corns in the fountain.
And I was waiting for the L train too. So it was just like there was so much douchiness around me.
So what did this guy look like? Was he a hipster?
No. He was just like a regular guy.
So I think were you into him though? Like if he did surfboard?
No. He definitely wasn't my type. He was wearing a polo shirt with like one of those paperboy hats.
So what should a guy be wearing if they want to pick you up? What's the look? What's the look that Noah goes for?
Not interested.
The look is not interested.
You're not interested in any man at all?
No, because I have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So I'm interested in him.
I thought you meant that the look that the guy should have is not interested, which is what this guy did. And
No. I'm not interested in what other guys look like.
So then they should wear a ski mask.
But really, I would just prefer like a plain shirt or like a band shirt and jeans.
Or just like send a demo. That she can just
holding a guitar.
Sight unseen. No, not even. Just listen to it first, and then you can go from there.
And then I can decide.
Take a picture in front of one of those Shrapnel Records purple curtains. Like
if
Joey,
you have the original one, oh my
hair.
God.
Joey Tofolo.
Like a poodle.
Just cut a hole in the curtain.
And put your peen through it?
Yeah, there you go.
I like how Sid tries to say the joke so subtly, and I just say, just show your penis. Yeah. That's our contrasting comedic styles there.
Just put your cock through the curtain here.
Yeah. That way she could just have sex with the concept of Shrapnel Records.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I'm not into that anymore. That was like 20 years ago.
You've outgrown that music?
Now she wants to fuck jazz trios.
Oh, my God. Which instrument player gets which role in the foursome?
So you don't understand. She doesn't want to fuck a real live human being in a jazz. She wants to fuck the concept of jazz.
So if a record player had like a dick sticking out of it, that like pulsed along to the music?
Yes.
So you could like fuck the music.
That's a great
idea. But it would have to be a gramophone that you crank up.
A Victrola.
Yes. With a little dog watching.
Oh,
no.
Bruno's here. He's little.
When
you tell me Bruno never saw you,
of course he did.
Yeah.
But I try not to look at him. Like I try to forget that he's in the room.
Has he ever
in the room? You don't shoo him out of the room when you have sex.
Has he ever jumped on the bed and like tried
no,
to?
No, never.
Okay, because that would be weird if all of a sudden there was
sometimes
like.
Sometimes he sleeps under the bed when we're doing.
Oh, come on,
Yeah, like what am I gonna do? Okay, I'm in the mood, and all of a sudden I'm gonna stop, get Bruno out.
Yeah, Bruno's not bothering anybody.
We tried keeping him out of the room, but then he just like starts crying and keeps like pawing at the door.
We always kick the cat out. Me and my wife.
Ooh, what's the bit? Like, who cares?
What?
I'm sure he's happy for us.
It's weird.
Why is it weird for you?
Back in the day when I wasn't living with my wife before we got married, and when she was living in the apartment that then you lived in, Rob, she would have like the cat food and the water and stuff in her bedroom with the cats. So like there were once or twice where I was like going down on her, and all of a sudden like one of the cats would go over to the water bowl and start slurping the water.
Oh.
And we had to stop because it was too fucking weird. It's like a soundtrack to me pussy. It was the weirdest fucking thing. So we just, after that, we would just kick the cats out.
It's the
out.
Pussy eating while you're eating pussy.
Yeah. It was just... But just
sounds like you're overthinking it. I mean, that is a very funny moment.
It's
a visceral thing. It's not like you're really thinking it out, but you just want a certain
distracting
mood.
Yeah.
It takes you out of the moment.
Yeah.
Some good comments in the chat. Superintendent Charber says, maybe Bruno likes to watch. Maybe he's a voyeur. And then Ultraman to Sad Sack responds, Bruno is a lot like Ken Pierce.
No
I like
way.
How you said that as Thor, though. He's a voyeur.
He's a boy.
You think he's a voyeur?
I don't know.
He likes to watch.
El Duderito, Bruno is Lars, and Noah having sex is other people doing coke.
It's fair. And now Bruno is licking water from his bowl, providing that sound. Everything comes full circle.
Yeah.
What is this? Noah wants to feel Meshuggah's bass drum beat in her ass.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Very rude.
I don't know that that's rude.
Well, periphery are influenced by Meshuggah. That's That's where that joke.
Wow, Sid, they're now about to look up your wife's Facebook.
All right.
What? Yeah, they're asking permission. Can we look up your wife's
Facebook? I'd rather they didn't.
Yeah, leave them alone.
But,
what is that?
I can't
really
control what people do.
Well, she...
You're not going to see pictures of me going down on her there, so I don't know you're like...
They want to see pictures of the cat.
There's video of the cat slurping water while they're having relations.
Yeah,
sometimes
weird.
Jake and I call Bruno moment killer because, like, he'll, like, fart or something, and we'll smell it.
Bruno has the worst fart I've ever smelled. Like, human, dog,
because
anything.
Because he's an old dog,
worse
know?
Than a boxer's fart, though. I mean, a boxer dog.
No.
Like,
I've never had a boxer.
Rocky Marciano.
Well, man, if he was alive still and farting, it would probably smell pretty horrible.
You're
like 150 years old.
Yeah. But boxers are the worst dogs.
What? I mean, like, why?
I don't know. I just, anytime I've had a friend that had a boxer dog and they farted, it's just like,
maybe
off
because
this
they're
planet.
Really large, so there's more gas that comes out of them.
Yeah,
but they're all, like, they're very, like, in shape. They're not, like, sloppy dogs. Usually they're, like, very toned.
So their
life.
Farts project more?
I guess. I think there'd be less stink if you're in shape.
I'll have to
maybe
read
done?
This one. Shankletown said, I bet Bruno's farts sound a lot like periphery.
Oh.
That's wrong.
Actually, Bruno's farts are silent but deadly.
Yeah,
you never make
fart.
A sound.
I've never had the pleasure of smelling a Bruno fart.
What?
No, he's definitely crap dusted us.
100%.
Yeah, I don't remember one.
Oh,
oh
you're
my
a lucky
God.
Man. You probably killed the brain cells that would have remembered it because it was such a toxic fart. They're bad. Or maybe you just think it was me.
Your farts don't smell. You always say you just farted, and frankly, I'm disappointed. All the food you eat, all the
garbage that I pile on myself.
I didn't say garbage. You know,
I had quite a meal last night, I'll tell you that. I went to a burger place by me, and they had this crazy kielbasa burger special, where it was a burger topped with like five slices of kielbasa on a pumpernickel bun with a side of pierogies and sour cream. Oh, and sauerkraut.
Ah.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about
that
burger.
I didn't catch the beginning. What kind of place was this?
It was a burger place. It's like a fancy burger place in my neighborhood.
All those Ukrainian restaurants on Second Avenue, they overload you with some shit. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Bigos. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
The dumplings and the cream, and then they give you, it has sauerkraut and sausages.
There's a Polish place by me that serves that. That's really good.
Yes,
that's
great.
It's actually across the street from the burger place.
Let's go now.
Chocolate. Well, let's go to Greenpoint. There's a few places over here.
Chocolate croissant wants to know what a kielbasa is.
What?
What?
Not even like a... That's like an American phrase.
Well,
is he from the UK, though?
Oh, okay.
Is he?
It's a banger, then.
He's closer to that part of Europe where they serve that than we are. He should still know what it is.
Kielbasa
is
just, like a thick sauce, like a thick,
tell us
juicy...
Jewy.
Succulent
pork sausage. succulent.
Yeah, it's tasty.
It's pretty great.
A succulent Chinese meal.
It's kind of like a bratwurst almost.
More substantial, I would say. Better. Sorry for any of our Midwestern listeners that I might have offended by saying that. But I prefer the kielbasa.
Yeah, definitely. Kielbasa over anything.
That's another candidate.
Damn it!
I like that, too.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. I walked into that one. All right. Let's take a quick music break.
Wait, first check in with Colin. See if he has anything important to say.
I mean, really? Do we really need an answer to that question? Colin?
Yep.
Do you have a question? Or are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
Thank you, Colin.
Does Colin not have a computer?
He must know. He tweets at us sometimes.
Yeah,
so
Colin, why do you listen and not use the stream?
Oh, he hung up. Were you hung up on him?
I put him up. Colin.
Oh, he's gone.
That's what I just said.
He's gone. No, I didn't hang up on him. I put him on hold. He hung up. All right. Well, let's go to the music. Let's kick it off with some Suicide Silence because they... I guess this is almost payola because they got me so high that I'm like, oh, I'll play you guys on the podcast. But this was never pre-agreed upon. This is purely of my own will.
You know, if you discuss it, then it's not really payola because you're not doing it under the table.
Oh, right. This is a full disclosure. They never paid me.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's play it from their new album. This is the title track. They Killed It Live, one of my favorite sets at Mayhem Fest. Here's Suicide Silence. You Can't Stop.
This is the Metal Injection live cast. We'd come back from this music break sooner, but Noah and Jake are still, talking about something in her bedroom. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. So yeah, another song.
Ah, yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it.
And you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making dick and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. More duty jokes per half hour, than the number of combined brave cubies on the stage during a Metallica performance. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast, and it returns now.
A lot of pubie jokes on the Metal Injection Live Cast. Welcome to hour number two. Let's talk about that excellent music break picked by me.
Well,
we had Suicide Silence.
One song was influenced by me though, because I've been asking you to play it. So share the glory.
I have something, Noah. Darren has the rap.
But you get credit for it.
You get credit for everything.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm asking you for a little bit of credit.
Suicide Silence with You Can't Stop Me kick things off. Then there was Septic Flesh.
A little Septic Flesh with Andy
Levigan. With Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Just burn. Then Fallujah, which was Noah's influence.
Fallujah. That's the guy that got your hair off the other day. Fallujah.
With card from
Did you
Stone.
Dip him? Did you dip him?
I dipped him good.
You dipped him good? Don't be a scumbag. Don't dip these guys.
Laser Wolf followed that with a conflict of memory. And then Every Time I Die, wrap things up with Decaying with the Boys.
Every time I die, it don't make sense. You die, you're fucking dead. How you die again? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
You keep dying.
How you keep dying if you're fucking dead?
You die,
you're in the ground, you're fucking dead.
You die, you're alive, you're dead again.
You're alive, then you're fucking dead. How can you die again? Explain that to me.
You just die.
Explain that to me. You're fucking dead, you fucking die again. That don't make no fucking sense.
What if you were a zombie?
Oh. That's a good point.
Yeah, you never thought about the zombification of your body.
I stand corrected.
Be a zombie. So anyway, lots of drama happening in Gaza.
No, in Borough Park.
Gaza drama. Gaza drama. Gaza drama. And we have an ear to the streets of what Brooklyn Jews think about.
Yes, because we are Brooklyn Jews, and we could just ask ourselves. Is that what you're implying?
No, but like the Hasidic kind.
Oh, Hasidic. We have a Hasidic Jew on the line?
No.
No.
We have Larry, who we're calling right now, who's Noah's colleague. Noah, do you want to hype this young man up?
Larry works at Sirius.
What does he
and
do?
He works,
Larry the cable guy? Is he on the show?
No, he works in operations.
Like when somebody gets the infection and he cuts
them
open?
Like
Jay Thomas has he needs his tonsils out, so this guy comes over.
Yeah.
He's got a little hematoma, needs that blood transfusion.
Larry gives blood transfusion.
Let's get Larry on the line.
Hey, Larry.
Hear about the Jews in Borough Park, which is like the Jewiest area of South Brooklyn.
Answer.
Well, it's not Shabbos.
He's not Jewish. Italian.
No, but still. I think they just turned off all the power and phones.
Jews. Not here right now.
Go back later. Hello, this is Larry.
Hey, it's Larry. Leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll call you back.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So maybe give him a heads up that was us and that.
Yeah, or maybe I'll just give him our phone number.
He had his ear so much on the street that he couldn't hear anything from his phone ringing.
This is very well coordinated segment.
Yes.
El Vidrino asks, are there any Palestinian tunnels underneath the Metal Injection Studios? Why would there be Palestinian tunnels?
I hope not.
Sounds like an indie rock band that I would not like.
Palestinian tunnels.
Yes.
A lot of on Facebook, so much such passionate opinion.
Vitriol is what you were going to say.
Vitriol?
Yeah.
Vidril?
Yeah.
You don't know what I was going to say.
Well, you were going to say like vile, but then you realized that wasn't the word that you were looking for, so you said something else, but I think what you meant was vitriol. You wanted a V word.
I'm sorry, is this like a session that I'm in? Am I being psychoanalyzed here?
No.
Is that the word, Sid?
I'm helping.
Back off, buddy. Take two steps back.
I'm sitting.
One to the left.
I don't have an armchair.
God.
Un chasseur, chasson, chasseur, sans chine, est un bon chasseur, qui fait sa chair, sa chasseur.
I think that's the one we call from.
What's our phone number?
929-1357.
Right, 646.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's the one that, like, is on the...
What's the difference? Somebody calls you, pick up the fucking phone. What are you, a jerk?
Should I dial again?
Is he a jerk?
Wait, hold on, he's writing me back. Let's see what he says.
Why doesn't he call us?
That's what I said to him. That's why I needed the phone number.
I see. Does anybody in the chat want Larry to just call them directly? Just post your phone number in the chat and we'll pass it on.
Or we'll just call you.
Yeah.
So the people are like, oh, this is so, look at these damn Jews killing everybody.
Who are the people that are saying this?
People in my feed. I'm not going to name names. And then the Jewish people are like, there's murders all over the world. In Somalia, 30 people died yesterday, but you hear about it? No! Why is everyone else talking about all the people the Jews
killed? So they're going with, it's all right for Jews to kill people because other races do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're saying it's like there's war all over. Like, it's not just, this isn't the only...
Why are you looking at us all the time?
Because people hate Jews.
It's not worse than the LAX, I can tell you. It's just the same as the Los Angeles.
Really, it's a pretty... That Israeli accent is pretty hateable. Like, if I had to live around that all the time, I might want to...
That's not an Israeli accent. That's a Yiddish accent.
Why do you hate it?
Either way, it's disgusting.
I agree with you.
It's one of the worst accents.
No, I can tell you, this is Israeli accent. Pure and simple.
I don't know what... That's like a
that's
weird
like
French...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
No, that's nothing close to Arnold. Come on.
Well, Yiddish and German are very similar languages, which is ironic.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's true.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
It's like, hey!
Here's a YouTube video of a woman with an
Escalade. Thank you so much for being here with us.
It's my pleasure.
So I'll bet you never thought that posing for this invitation would turn into such a controversy.
Never in my life.
They just hired you, basically said, hey, you're a former Miss Israel. We want to promote tourism in Israel. This might be a good way. Would you mind posing for the picture?
And I say, why not?
And
that's great for me.
And now some female legislators in Israel are saying that photo that we just showed isn't
that. You know, I could have had that accent.
Well,
thank God you didn't. I thought you were going to say you could have been Miss Israel.
No.
That's also true.
What if I would have had that accent? Would you not have been my friend?
Definitely not.
Probably not. I would have been your friend, but it would be very hard to listen to you.
It'd be a lot to get past.
That's true. But, listen.
You would have had to be a lot more boobalicious to balance it out. For Rob to
still listen to Sid, you're plenty boobalicious.
Yes, but if you had that accent working against you, you would have needed to be like almost supernaturally boobalicious.
You're saying you would need implants. No.
That's cheating.
Sid. That's an Israeli accent. You just have to go,
The LAX is the exact same thing as the Israeli Benicassian airport.
That's why You Don't Mess With the Zohan is one of the worst movies ever. It's just all people doing that accent, and it's so painful.
It's because Adam Sandler.
Well, yeah.
That was one of the more tolerable later era Adam Sandler.
I guess.
I'm not going to say it's good.
I was happy for Robert Smigel holding down a paycheck, but beyond
He had a good his part.
Dave Matthews is in that movie.
He's a national hero, Robert Smigel.
It's pornographic. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. The only thing I think needs to be said is a democratic country. Everyone's entitled to have their own opinion. And that's what it's
about.
This
isn't as bad as
this is what Israeli people's accents sound like.
Not the ones that I've met.
Everyone.
Yeah, it's that.
those are the Sephardic Jews from Ocean Parkway. Those are not Israeli people.
No, that's Israeli people that live
there. There's a quick Israeli accent. Hold on, baby.
It sounds like Romeo.
Yeah,
you know what?
Romeo.
I don't get it. You live in the greatest city in the world.
Uh-huh.
You have
the greatest
minds, greatest ideas, greatest facilities. Still, none of you could come up with an app that changed the Israeli accent.
Yeah, really?
Boom.
You live in the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, you kind of roll your R's. That's all you got to do.
In the world. No, you do it in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
It's very phlegmy.
You really don't like us?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yes. Come on.
No. No.
It's getting close to Rosh Hashanah, though.
Get clarity.
Birthday of creation.
These are not Israelis.
Oh, stop. They're on the Wailing Wall. What are you talking about?
They're not like modern Israeli people. They're not like me.
Her saying that these people aren't Israelis is like us saying that people that live in Williamsburg aren't like from Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that kind of basic thing.
True, isn't it?
But they probably say the same thing about your kind of Israeli.
Of course, they hate my kind of Israeli.
Your poser is
Israeli. Yeah, so why are you standing up for them?
I'm not. I'm defending my heritage.
Where were these missiles when this video is being recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Hamas. Time your shit better. Get on that. Find this guy's house.
Russia somehow we just killed 30 infants on the other side of the wall.
Noah's eyes lit up so much when you said the 30 infants were killed.
Oh.
Shut up. Your heart. I stop it.
Rosh Hashanah, time to get clarity. All right, we're done. Time to go stab some Palestinian babies.
See, you guys are just like contributing. Israeli people don't want Palestinians to get stabbed and die.
You kids breakdancing, go get the chicken, Lila.
Yeah, you know, you don't want them to get stabbed because that would mean like hand-to-hand combat.
We don't
You want to press a button and then 500 miles away they're liquefied.
We don't want their hospitals and kindergartens to blow up, but, you know, Hamas puts their missile silos underneath.
Oh, so you got to just blow them up then.
Well,
normally you would say, I feel like a normal
conversation would be, oh, they're shielding themselves with babies. Don't shoot them with missiles.
So why are they allowed to shoot Israel with missiles?
They're not.
You knocked
down
those missiles
wrong.
Anyway. Yeah,
it's true.
But they're going like, to keep shooting. Do you know how much it costs to blow up those missiles?
Yeah, because America pays for that shit. That's why we know how
no,
much
they
it
don't.
Costs. Oh, yeah,
they
do.
Buy it from America.
We give them $3 billion
a
year.
They still have to pay it in taxes. Like, so much of
people's paychecks. Oh, the taxes, that's where they get you.
That was part of the Israeli 1%.
No. But in any kind of conflict, there's one side that has more, how would you put it? They have more means to fight the enemy, and the other side has less means to fight the enemy. So the side with the less means to fight the enemy has to use unconventional tactics,
yeah,
like propaganda,
or they're going to be vaporized.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to do some heinous things. That doesn't mean it's right. It's disgusting, of course, but you can understand they're an oppressed people, and they have to do this kind
You're
of
You're talking about Hamas, the oppressed people?
I'm talking about Palestinians.
Oh, the Palestinians.
Where,
but,
you know,
like, so their missiles are by the hospitals. Mm-hmm. What are the Israelis?
They're not by it. They're underneath the
hospital. Underneath the hospital.
The Israelis should not be... They should go to the bargaining table and create a solution where they won't be firing rockets at each other. But they refuse to do
that.
They've tried that. Who's tried that? They're fucking occupying their land. How are they trying that?
They pulled out of Gaza years ago.
You know what a tiny portion of land that the Palestinians have to live on in Israel? I mean, it's like 95% Jew, and then one little piece of land where it's like they're barbed wired in. And they don't have running water half the time, and they don't have electricity half the time. It's horrible living conditions.
I agree with you.
Okay.
They shouldn't.
Oh, good.
They shouldn't live under those conditions, but they should also be educated and not wanting to blow themselves up for nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they shouldn't live under those conditions. Let's kill them.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what it is.
And
also,
why would
hold
I
on.
Say that?
I'm
that
kidding.
Was,
it just sounded
wait,
like you were
they
going
be
there.
To want to blow. Not all of them want to blow themselves up for nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's a very stereotypical thing
you
to
don't
say.
Don't
if they all wanted to blow themselves up, they'd all already be dead because they'd have all blown themselves up. And then there wouldn't be a
true.
Problem.
But before Israel bombs the kindergartens, the soldiers go to the door and they say, get out. We're going to blow this place up.
They give like a 5-minute warning.
No, that's not true.
That's what I heard on the news.
It's like 45 minutes.
Even still, you got to pack up your whole life because your home is about to get blown up.
Don't have your home TikTok. On top of a missile launcher.
They didn't pick where they... You
and
think the
not,
real estate agent
home.
Was like,
yeah.
Here,
not,
this is a fixer-upper,
but
two
also,
bedroom.
Sid,
weren't you
the one advocating that they should have gotten the fuck out of there
kidding,
weeks before?
Sure,
no,
everyone should
saying,
get the fuck out of there. But I mean,
including
45
Israeli.
Minutes warning isn't really that helpful.
Should be ready to go.
Sure.
I mean, listen, it comes down to it. We're talking about blowing up fucking schools and hospitals. There's no justification for that. It doesn't matter if they had a fucking nuke under there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's
also,
wrong.
If the soldiers can know exactly where the missiles are and they can walk there to tell these people to leave, can't they just send a bunch of soldiers and get the missiles and not have to blow anything up?
It's destroying the thing that launches it. That's
but just take it. Take the thing that launches it, and then you have an extra missile launcher, and nobody got blown up.
I don't know that.
Right?
Brilliant.
I mean... And then you could sell it on the black market. You could make.
Are
a
you listening, Israeli
wholesale.
Army? Sid's available for consulting.
You
don't need
yeah.
to blow shit up. Just go.
We
and
should
take
just
it.
Send. We should send you to the Middle East.
Yeah,
so
Sid will handle it.
Sid Woo. Would never go to the Middle East.
Not a chance.
It's safer than LAX, though. Sid, I heard.
But
on the news.
I'm not going back to LAX anytime soon either. I used to date a girl who was like, oh, when we get married, we're going to get married in Israel. I'm like, yeah, then we're not getting married.
The fuck
that's is. Not happening.
But that's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was just like, I would never do that to my friends, and I don't want to go there.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Sid, if you had gotten married in Israel, yeah. No.
You send a card. I would, yeah.
You
would have
been
I'd
in that video
card.
If you would have gotten married in yeah. Israel.
It's not all of Israel that's like dangerous. It's just like that
yeah.
one area.
Israel's
a big
chances.
Place.
You're not taking any. It's
there's no chances.
It's very, very safe. Over there.
Oh,
you're,
you couldn't even
you
say
here?
That with a straight
yeah.
face. You like looked
of
away.
Of course I can. I just went there 2 weeks ago.
And you got the hell back as soon as you could.
Exactly.
You missed the missiles by like 2 days.
Well, that was by like chance. It
exactly.
wasn't because I got
you're
out
lucky.
Of there fast.
Were you anywhere by where the missiles were?
Yes.
Where they were bombed?
Yes, in Tel Aviv.
See?
But they have a very sophisticated system that blows the missiles up in the sky so people are safe.
So then why even get mad when people send missiles? You get to show that your system works. They're doing you a favor.
Well, I mean, there's a chance that it might miss.
Has it yet?
But, you know, it's scary for people who live in Israel, too.
Because at least,
I mean, like, you don't know where the missile is aimed to fall. I mean, it could just fall.
So you're saying that the Palestinians should come over to the Israeli houses and be like, in 45 minutes, we're going to blow you up, so go. But they're not even allowed across the border to do that. Maybe they would do that. But you don't even let them in. No, I don't think, not always.
Not always, but there are some places where they're allowed to cross the border.
But what if it's not close enough where they could get there in time to the house that's going to get blown up?
So you're just asking questions.
That's sort of what I do. Yeah, let's go to this guy's house and tell him it's going to blow up in 45
that
minutes.
That would be okay.
El Durino is really glad, Sid. He goes, bless you, Sid. I hate to take vacation days for weddings and do no actual vacationing.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
So he's glad that you didn't have that wedding in Israel. Otherwise, you'd have to take vacation days.
That's really what I was thinking about.
My girlfriend, her sister, is getting married. Mm-hmm. And they did a thing where you go to Jamaica. And if, like, they give you the wedding for free because you're bringing, whatever, 40, okay. 50 people to the resort.
So that's great for the couple getting married. It's still expensive for everyone else.
It's great for me because that's somewhere I'd want to go.
Okay, you know,
if they happen to pick Israel, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Or like Ethiopia.
Been there, done that, right?
Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't
get some
mind.
Jerk chicken.
So you're saying just any vacation you don't want to go on because you're forced
to do it? No. It's not about vacations.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this girl said she wanted to get married in Israel, and I was like, it won't be me there. And obviously we ended up not, you know, staying together.
Because of that.
It was just fucking crazy. But that was just part of the crazy.
Oh, well, what else?
Just generally, like, legit crazy.
Like, what are some crazy things?
You met her. She lived with us for a little while. You remember?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was just legit crazy.
I met her, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did meet her.
I didn't see anything crazy happen.
But it came and went.
She worked at an abortion clinic. She had a lot. She would come back with crazy stories every day.
But that had nothing to do with it.
Did she have bloody hands ever when she came?
No, she was very sanitary, as far as I know.
Yeah.
What did she do at the abortion clinic? Did
she
discard the fetuses?
No, I think she was just like administrative.
Yeah. I feel like she was in the room when abortions were happening. She would have
maybe.
Some stories.
I don't remember.
She was the one that put the baby in the garbage.
They used to sell them as tomatoes, I heard.
She would knock on the woman's stomach 45 minutes before the abortion and be like, excuse me.
No, she'd knock on the womb and tell the baby to get out.
Yeah, that's what
we're going to... Fall out
gonna,
now.
Baby, you're about to die.
We're going to bomb your mother's abdomen in a few minutes. Time to go.
Yeah. We're warning you, if you don't walk out, baby, in 45 minutes,
baby,
we're not meant to be held responsible.
You have missiles hidden under your little home.
That's how they do it in Israel. That's how they do abortions. Yeah.
All right, 45 minutes, we are going to bomb your mother's stomach. It all comes back together. The worst story she ever told, the one that always sticks out
of my
head.
Why do you remember this? I don't remember any of this.
Because
Rob
was
wasn't dating her.
It was so disturbing. Was that the couple came in to have an abortion.
Oh, you know what? I think I know what you're going to say.
And they regretted doing this. They were like, we have to get rid of this because there's no way we could do this. And they completed the abortion successfully. And then they were like, all right, we'll leave you two here just so you can have a moment by yourselves after the abortion. So the woman is on the...
Don't tell me she ate the fetus.
No, she's like, she's on that...
You're not just leaving the fetus like on a plate in front of you after the abortion.
We're going to put a knife and fork here and a napkin, but please don't eat this.
It's just customary.
Yes.
Display purposes only.
I tell you, they bring them down to the farmer's market in a crate and they sell them as tomatoes.
Oh, my God. That's what heirloom tomatoes are.
Yes!
That finally makes sense.
There you go.
Wow.
I will never be able to look at a tomato again.
I only want to eat tomatoes now. so hungry.
But what really happened?
Oh,
what
no, she... so they, she left. She gives them a moment to, you know, just get right or whatever. Right. Comes back in 5 minutes later, and they're fucking on the same table where this woman just got her abortion.
And not only that,
apparently, like, right after you have an abortion, you are incredibly susceptible to get pregnant again. It's like the most, like, the highest chance you can get of being impregnated is right after. Yeah.
I want to cry right now.
Be careful, Noah.
Imagine how, like, wide her vagina is after they stick that fucking vacuum up there.
It's that huge.
I mean, do they go through the vagina or do they do a C-section when they...
No, they go through the vagina. They go through the
bouquet. It's, yeah, basically like a vacuum, right?
So,
like, I know.
Like a sophisticated vacuum.
Couldn't wait to stick his cock in her again. After that, like they couldn't even wait to get home.
Baby, having our baby pulled out of you really does it for me.
Or maybe it's because like they were already in the hospital, they wouldn't have to go back to the hospital. They could just do another.
Yeah, I think I knocked her off again, doctor. Yeah. Could you
scrape the wall?
Can we get like a 2-for-1 or something?
Yeah. Where's that spatula?
We'll pay. We don't mind paying the fee if we have to pay the fee again. It's okay.
Also, this is apparently like a not legit. It wasn't like a planned.
No, it wasn't Planned Parenthood, but it was legit. Okay. As far as I know,
it was someone's.
There was some license dodging that they were doing.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It was in the chop shops in fucking Queens behind
the chop shops. Exactly.
That's exactly what it was.
They just had a table. So.
They made rims out of the fetuses when they were done. No, nothing. Fine.
I get it. I understood your joke.
Damn it.
646-929-1357. That's the number to dial.
But this is Boston is well safe.
Stop just, talking like that.
It's just like a hilly ex. Help out.
The worst.
It would be airport.
Airport.
Oh my God.
You're much better than me. You should have shiver.
Airport. Airport. The LAX airport.
Yeah, you were doing like a Frenchman.
A little. It was slipping into. I felt it slipping into French.
Gerard Depardieu.
He looks like a fucking yid, that guy.
He might be. Isn't he like Amish missing one of his feet now? He's like Carrie Von Erich.
But what?
That French guy.
I gotta see this.
He had like diabetes or something.
Gerard Depardieu.
Do people know who this is?
He's an actor. He was in My Father, the Hero.
Yeah, I know who he is.
A young Catherine Heigl.
Looks like a man.
He was in like a million other things, too, but that's the one that I remember.
He looks like, you know, I'll tell you exactly who he looks like. The
Meatloaf?
Take Your Hand Off My Penis guy.
Okay, I can see that also.
Take your hand off my penis. Let's
see where he had his...
He on his Wikipedia?
Yes. Doesn't say anything
health
about...
issues, nothing?
No health issues.
Huh.
You're alive.
I think his wife died from a health issue. Didn't she? Didn't she have cancer or something?
So,
anyway,
another thing I wanted to quickly bring up is some Dream Theater news. Not the one that Sid's thinking of.
Oh, no.
Wait, what's the one that Sid's thinking of? I got an abortion and fucked on the table?
Sort of.
Rob posted a very scandalous story about this dork who was a veterinarian that liked to screw dogs.
Yeah. So he was wearing, fucking in a medical setting, but just slightly different.
And he was wearing a Dream Theater shirt, so Rob felt it was metal news.
It was barely metal news.
Close
it
enough.
It was so absurd that I had to write about it.
What happened was Gawker linked the story in the morning, and I instantly linked Rob, and I'm like, dude, check this out. This is hilarious. Or at least the fact that the guy's wearing a Dream Theater shirt is hilarious. And Rob and I'm like, you should write about this, maybe. He's like, yeah, I don't know, whatever, we'll see. And I'm like, yeah, it's a connection enough. And he's like, yeah, well, if it's a slow day, we'll check it out. And then like an hour or two later, he's like, Metal Sucks wrote about it, so now I have to.
Very true story.
I'm like, yeah, do it. And then I wrote
like
the caption.
It's out there. It's in the metal sphere. Gotta cover it.
I contributed the caption to the photo. Which made me very happy.
Rob, you're now like the TMZ of metal. Has anyone ever told you that?
I've heard it a few times. I don't mind. It actually got quite a bit of it was the one of the most viewed stories of that day.
So then at the end of the week, you linked that when you did your Twitter wrap-up, the most visited pages of the week? Did it make it?
I don't think it made the most visited of the week.
Are you always 100% honest with that, or is there ever a story that you don't want to give extra publicity to so you take it out of the top 10 even though it would be in there?
Very rarely that'll happen if it's something like a critical post or something that...
that you've already been shit on for posting in the first place, so you don't want to remind
people? I just don't want to, deal with it anymore. But it doesn't... usually I don't care enough to do that, but sometimes it'll happen. But, some of the, later Tim Lambesis stories are just like, whatever. Just do it. One and done.
Fair enough.
No, the thing I was going to talk about was this drama that Mike Portnoy started, which I think is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That he was doing a signing with one of his new bands. Of course, Mike Portnoy used to be in Dream Theater. And then he dramatically quit the band after 10 or 20 years or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
play with Avenged Sevenfold or something.
And then tried to get back in the band. They're like, well, we got a new drummer. We've moved on. Chill out. And then he's just become a bit of a drama queen.
A crazed ex-girlfriend.
And so he posted this whole thing. A short status after a signing. And he writes, somebody came to my signing today wearing a Dramatic Turn of Events shirt, which is the album
that he's not on.
That he's not on. And then he goes, really? Couldn't find a DT shirt from 1985 to 2010?
Bitch.
Please try to use some sensibility / sensitivity.
Oh, you
When choosing a shirt for an MP event.
Fucking, you're lucky anyone's going to fucking see you.
Now
who the fuck cares about Dream
let's
Theater?
Let's take a step back. I can understand how he felt this way.
It is a trollish
thing
to do.
But I'm sure that guy owns all the other Dream Theater albums that Mike Portnoy was on.
Understand? I don't understand. He can wear whatever the fucking shirt he wants.
You're in America. You can wear whatever
you can
the fuck you want.
Yeah, you can absolutely wear whatever. But just to feel that slight
and to acknowledge it in a public place.
Yes,
is
yes.
So
if I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can understand how he felt that way when he saw it. But being a successful musician who has now moved on to what I thought was an all right project. Clearly, it might not be doing that well where he's still feeling this resentment. You just blow it off. You're like, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah,
but
the
guy
is there
that.
To take a picture.
Well, I'll
anyway.
Go one further than that. I would say, who the fuck is Mike Portnoy that you should be fucking happy that people are going to see him?
And it's this guy showed up to a signing. He probably, it wasn't
he's
a free
paid.
Signing. He had to pay something to meet you. He wants to meet you. He's a fan of yours. What really bothered me, though, about this whole thing, even more so than that original post, was his follow-up, which he quickly deleted, that he wrote, sad I can't post anything on my own Facebook and Twitter without getting everyone jumping down my throat.
Aww.
Seems everyone's allowed an opinion but me.
And
what?
Dave Mustaine also not allowed an opinion.
Yeah. First of all, do you not understand how social media works?
I understand how it works. You say an opinion and no one responds to it.
And no one
is
allowed to state their opinion on your opinion.
Right.
What a dumb thing to say.
What a piece of shit. If there was any justice in the world, he would be like Virgil doing these signings for $10. Yeah, but people actually go see him still.
Do they?
Yeah. No,
well,
the reason he noticed that guy's shirt is because that was the only guy there. And he worked at the place.
Did I tell you about the Ken Burns story that I had on the air? I don't remember. This is very related to this. Can I tell this?
Oh, sure.
When I worked at a record store one time, they had a Ken Burns signing.
Who exactly is that?
He did a baseball documentary
and jazz,
and Civil War. Okay. So they just, for the first time, had put out Civil War on DVD. All right, so it had been out 10 years or something, but now it's coming out on DVD. So they said, come to the store, you sit in this little booth here, whatever, at a stand, and people come up with the DVD. We have a whole display of them, and then they take one, and he signs it. So, okay, so he's sitting down there, and it's down where that kind of stuff is, like jazz and classical and whatever.
And he's sitting there, and he sat there probably 2.5 hours. And no one, like, I had to go just basically do my job. I wasn't sitting there watching, but everyone told me no one's going to see this guy sitting there tapping his fingers on the fucking thing.
Wow.
And then I went, like, I had to go to the bathroom and walk by, you know. And he saw me going to the bathroom, and his eyes lit up, like, I was going to come. I was like,
oh.
And then I had to keep walking by. And then as I'm coming out of the bathroom, I see him, and another guy walks up to him, and he goes, oh, hey, you're Ken Burns. And he's like, yeah, I am. You know, and he's like, can I get this thing signed? And he goes, and he says, you know, I loved your documentary on rock and roll. And he goes, that was my brother.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Who's his brother?
He's what's his name? Something else Burns, obviously. Can't remember his name. He did also does documentaries.
I see.
Ed Burns.
No, not Ed Burns.
Well, eventually.
I loved you and Oh God, You Devil. That was George Burns.
Eventually, he sort of apologized. He kind of got upset.
Burns?
No, Mike Portnoy.
Oh,
George
getting
Burns. Back into Portnoy. At first, he goes, once again, everyone's got their panties in a bundle, and I've taken taken a post of mine and turned it into sensationalized news.
How's that an apology? Ugh.
That was a direct jab at you, Rob.
He wrote this before I posted it.
Rob,
not
you
directly.
TMZ motherfucker.
Yeah.
What was that? How was that? Did I hear you right that was an apology?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Look, it's as simple as this. Do what you want. Say what you want.
Wear any shirt
you
want.
Wear whatever shirt you want.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a free world. All I'm saying is, remember, there are human beings on the other side of your words and actions.
Aww.
I'm into peace, love, and understanding. Live and let live.
No, you're not. You just yelled at your own fucking fan for wearing a shirt.
Didn't
Hold on. We're getting there. Sometimes we all get emotional. I am totally guilty of that. No question.
Yeah.
I am a passionate person.
Again.
But I'll have no ill intent towards anybody and have no anger or resentment. So please don't attack me as if I do. Oh. Can't we all just get along? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you asshole.
He should have just stopped. Just, like, don't say anything anymore.
Oh.
I feel like this whole thing could have been avoided if he just never posted that initial thing.
I think this whole thing could have been avoided if he wasn't such a self-important fucking douche-cock.
Yeah.
Wow, Darren.
He's an asshole. I'm sorry.
Well...
Who the fuck, like, if someone was paying me money to get me to sign a fucking shitty album, I wouldn't care if he came in with a fucking chainmail on. I wouldn't give a fuck. What do I care? You're paying to see
That's for the Man of War signing, Darren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chainmail.
So, I was looking at, like, the shares on this Metal Injection post, and the kid who was a part of the signing actually commented on it. And he posted the photo.
Did you verify that it was him? Oh, he posted the photo.
He posted the photo, yeah, with the shirt. So, I mean, it had
Gotta
to be.
Be.
There's
yeah.
only one person that owns that shirt.
Yeah.
I guess that took a picture with Mike Portnoy.
Yeah.
How does Portnoy look in the picture?
Old.
he looks good.
Does he look annoyed?
No, he's smiling.
He looks Portnoyed.
He looks very rigid and uncomfortable.
Which one is Mike Portnoy?
All of them.
Honestly,
the
I
don't.
That's a new
that one.
Is that Adam Richman in the middle from Man vs. Food? That kid looks exactly like the guy from Man vs. Food. And who's the other guy?
That's Billy Sheehan.
No.
I nominate that as a new word for when you get upset about something and go on and on and on about it.
You're Portnoyed?
That's Portnoyed.
I like that.
I'm very Portnoyed right now. This burger. I wanted ketchup and it has mustard. I'm so Portnoyed.
I'm not a fan of that kind of sharing. I was very Portnoyed at my friend's birthday party at that Mexican restaurant.
Look, I get it. It is freedom of speech in this country, and I'm allowed to complain about my burger, and you're allowed to respond, but I'm all about being nice to people and peace and love. I'm very Portnoyed
just,
right now.
Just wear the right shirt, goddammit. Don't Portnoy me so much.
So the kid goes, Mike was talking about me because I wore that shirt to the signing. It wasn't to spark controversy. I'm simply a music fan, no matter who or who isn't in the band.
I was just going to go see Dream Theater later that night.
But it struck a nerve with him, and now it's in the media. Ugh. So much for being a diehard fan and being loyal.
Aww.
So he's saying the same exact thing again.
So Mike Portnoy
made
that
kid
cry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Mike Portnoy made that guy cry. He was probably so bummed.
Yeah. He's like, wow, I just wanted to see my one of my favorite drummers, and now it's this whole thing.
It was the only clean shirt I had.
Yeah. Grindcore Luigi says, Portnoy, you're being a Labonte. Maybe that guy was a Palestinian and all his wardrobe was destroyed by a missile.
More likely, though, the rest of his clothing had ranch dip stains on it. So that's all he had left.
Ranch dip stains all over your shirt? That Portnoy's me to no end.
Like Cheeto dust. The telltale signs of a Dream Theater fan.
Mm.
Now I'm hungry. Between all the
there's like an anonymous comment in here from a drummer. From Revenge Rabbit. I'm the drummer in a band who has a long history and a ton of albums.
That's totally not Dream Theater.
That were made before I joined. Sometimes fans don't want me to sign an album cover because they know I didn't play on that album. Mm-hmm. I take zero offense to that. It makes sense. But if they do want me to sign my name on these albums I didn't play on, and that's what happens much more frequently, I happily oblige.
Of course.
What's the big fucking deal?
Of course. What are they? Do these guys think they're fucking Ozzy Osbourne? It's fucking Dream Theater. I mean, I know they're relatively big for a fucking what kind of band they are, but let's
get real.
But
he's not even Dream Theater anymore.
Yeah,
he's sub Dream Theater now. He's ex Dream Theater.
Yeah.
And Dream Theater is not that fucking huge. Let's get real.
They're pretty big.
They're really big.
Let's put some
context.
They're not
Testament big.
They're big for what they are.
Bigger than Testament,
I just mean
actually.
Like as in terms of fact.
Oh wait,
yeah,
that's a very niche act though. They're like guys that.
But they're
noodle
big. They're the biggest.
And stuff.
They're like they're the biggest prog metal band.
All right, they're the biggest, very specific niche band out there.
No, but they play big venues. They play
all over the world.
No, they're
they may
big.
Not be as big as they are.
They're not okay. They're not. Nobody is Metallica big, but they're I don't know.
They're not big enough for him to have that much of an ego to start lecturing people what shirt to fucking wear.
Yes,
I don't think anybody is really like. Well, who would that be an acceptable?
Rob Halford,
Steven Tyler can say that. Don't wear this shirt at my.
It would still be dickish.
No,
thing.
I feel like nobody could say that.
What if it would be dickish, but it would be more understandable?
What if somebody showed up to a Metal Injection showcase at South by Southwest in a Blabbermouth T-shirt? You'd get offended. You'd kick them.
Not at all.
But if the guy came up and started talking to you, you would probably not want to talk to him.
Why wouldn't I want to talk to him? I don't care. I talk to
people.
Come
on, play along, motherfucker. Before you were hired by Metal Injection, if the other guy was on a shirt, what would you say?
When I would talk to the Blabbermouth guy to be like, hey, don't you want to visit Metal Injection? It's a better site.
But
a
I want a
sensationalized headline.
I want to clarify what I said. I agree that it would still be a douchey thing to do. But it's more, 100 times more douchey when you're not in a big, huge, enormous band.
That's super subjective, though.
It's not subjective. I'm not even saying they're a bad band.
They are.
But that's outside the scope of my argument. I'm
just
saying.
Know your place.
They are.
I agree.
They're in a bubble. They think that they're the best shit ever because all of these,
really,
noodlers.
He's the only one that has that
ass.
Kind of attitude. The rest of them are like they're
fair enough.
Well, the rest of them have no reason to be bitter because they're still in the band.
That's right.
But
they don't have big egos and they don't say to people you have to wear Dream Theater shirts to our concerts or anything.
But that's
like
not.
That.
I don't think that was the point. That you can't wear some other artist.
No, but Darren is saying that all of them have the same attitude that Mike Portnoy has.
No,
I
retract that. I didn't mean to imply that. I think he's a huge asshole, though.
When is he coming into the show?
I think he's worse than the Steve Harvey.
Is he worse than the Alex Skolnick?
He's worse than the Alex Skolnick.
Alex Skolnick is
he's
great.
He's a nice guy.
Skolnick
is really nice.
He actually is. I just went along with those jokes about him being homeless because he's funny, but he's a very nice guy.
I just think that Mike Portnoy is going through a really bad midlife crisis, and he's just angsty and, cranky.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of their fans are going through a midlife crisis, too. Just, dudes in denim jeans that don't really fit anymore.
He's 60 years old.
Yeah.
And his menses.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong, Rob? I'm
addicted to Cialis.
I just found a blog where the headline is Dave Mustaine blasted by wussies at Metal Injection.
Can I see this?
And also, the site looks like it was created on Angel Fire. It's a Blogspot website.
How old is it?
This is posted.
Is it about last week's
last
article?
Last week. Yeah.
Oh, they could just repost this article once a week and it would still be true.
Yeah.
Basically.
Who are the wussies? Is
Put
it
the
writer guy that you were talking about?
But it was okay. So I'll post the link in the chat. Yeah, so everyone
you want
can follow along.
Give publicity to the blog.
Yeah, let them see all the traffic coming from Metal Injection.
I'll make sure to.
It's Blogspot. They don't get access to that.
I'll make sure to post it in the show summary. But here,
you think this is Dave's blog?
So the first two things are just about how great Dave Mustaine is, and then how Mustaine went on to rant on the current state of the country. His points were more or less that the country is in worse shape than it's ever been, and anyone with their eyes open could see that. But leave it to Metal Injection to spin his comments into something that they were not.
Metal Injection, a site where only liberals need apply.
Apply
constantly bashes Ted Nugent. Absolutely incorrect. We never write about Ted Nugent.
Yeah, come on.
That's Metal Sucks.
And by the way, you don't have to be a liberal to apply.
Yeah.
For Metal Injection.
Yeah.
We accept all applications.
Calling him a racist, bigot, etc. The usual. You know what he really is.
Yeah.
While Sweaty Teddy may be a loudmouth, his views on the country are in line with the Constitution.
Oh,
we never talk about
God.
Ted Nugent.
As are Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, and that's what this place... From now on, I will be referring to Metal Injection as simply MI.
Oh, thanks.
They have these like photos with captions that are hilarious.
So there's a photo where it's like Dave Mustaine photoshopped in front of an American flag that I constantly post.
Badly photo, like the top of his forehead.
Like super
is
bad. Yes, yes, I love it. Metal Injection has this picture on their site. Mustaine is more of a patriot than anyone at that rag. Okay.
Like squinting into the blinding light of patriotism.
It's still considered a rag when there's no actual physical rag.
It's because he ragged on Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
And then there's like a baby picture and it goes, Dave Mustaine said something mean about Obama. Wah. I guess that's you?
Yeah. So hold on. So MI rips him, slamming him for using ghostwriters on his book, something that many people do.
Once again, Israel saying, hey, lots of countries kill people. It's okay.
It's the same as the LAX.
Yeah. LAX has a ghostwriter.
Apple.
They take his spoken facts, and yes, they are facts, and make fun of them in a similar way to which a child retorts when told something they don't want to hear.
Is that what this guy's doing?
Newsflash, there are murderers, thieves, and racists crossing rapists crossing the border daily.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
And they are being bussed on taxpayer funds to cities all over the U.S.
Uh-huh.
That's what the state's talking about.
Where they're given welfare. Not one illegal alien gets welfare.
It's literally impossible. You have to be a citizen.
They get some assistance and aid and stuff if they're like...
But only the murderers and rapists
yes,
do.
They're
yeah.
bussed
you
to,
have to
cities.
Prove.
Yeah. They don't leave them yeah. there. They bus them to where they could be the most dangerous.
Yeah. You need rape
people.
Documentation before they'll let you in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Obama.
And rape
one line MI ignores is when Mustaine says that the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against the president over using his power. Guess what? They did. And even over... Okay. But no comment from the peanut gallery.
Oh.
Because you're blogging about Dave Mustaine, not the president. If it was someone else saying it, it wouldn't matter. It's the fact that Dave Mustaine, who is a metal musician, said it. So you're not... Why would you... Write about Supreme Court. I don't understand any of this.
I guess it's just
neither
more
the guy
it's yeah, more political. Yeah. It's all just criticizing how we're criticizing Mustaine.
Is that the only story on the website?
Probably.
Is that like the only thing that guy?
No, there's like a ton of stuff.
Did Dave Mustaine retweet this?
I hope. I'm just trying to see. Am I twisted his word? And so basically, it's just. A giant rant on why what Mustaine said was right.
Is there contact info on this site? Can we call this guy up?
Let's see.
Is he in Borough?
My point is to illustrate how MI operates.
He's a metalhead musician, singer, photographer, promoter, writer, blogger, reviewer, wannabe talk show host.
A.K.A. currently unemployed.
He's a host?
Oh, so
he's a
like
wannabe
Mike
talk show host.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe so his show is Tuesdays 10 to midnight. Maybe we should call the show. Oh, he also uses Blog Talk.
Oh, biting our style.
We should call the show.
Oh, my God, we should totally call.
No.
He'll be like,
he
hey,
should come to us.
For Metal Legend. Well, we record it and then re-air it on our show.
Is there a picture of this person? What's his name? Oh, William Telltale. That's stupid.
That's just, I don't think that's his actual name.
Will and Thunder Show. Let's see.
I feel like we've already given this.
My point is to illustrate how MI operates. They are in the tank for all things Obama, and they know nothing about what he is doing. Yet, when someone like Dave Mustaine comes around who does know what's going on, they twist his words, call him names, etc., rather than listening to what he's saying.
I have a lot of wisdom.
And come on, Rob, let this guy who knows how to play guitar teach you about politics.
Right.
And I predict that even though this is a small blog, if someone at MI reads it, they would be ready to defame me and trash me in one of their articles.
No.
Shows you we're trashing you in one of our podcasts.
You're not worth an article, buddy.
Until they get to this paragraph when they realize that I just predicted exactly what they wanted to do.
Shit! Fuck!
Basically,
Noah, delete this whole last 20 minutes.
I have just guaranteed that I won't be quoted in their little Obama cheerleader forum. Whatever. Basically,
That's not what I said.
I agree with everything Mustaine said, and the way MI is whining is certainly not metal.
Okay.
It's more like what you would expect to see on some Hollywood rag, where all they do is salivate with excrement over which coddled celebrity.
Salivate with excrement?
I'm
what?
Sorry, with excitement.
Oh.
This,
that's like the better than the koala thing.
Hold on.
Salivate with
Hold
excrement
on.
Is a Cannibal Corpse song.
The font on this page is so hard to read.
Comic Sans?
It's just, it's a very square.
See, if it was Comic Sans, you would have read it properly.
People hate me because of you.
Yeah, Rob. Or is he saying that to Obama?
The only thing those rags do other than worship celebrities these days is worship the Obamas.
Yeah.
But you're not worshiping a celebrity. You're criticizing a celebrity.
Yeah. Which celebrities are you worshiping?
Not Mustaine. Logic.
So, Dave Mustaine, keep on kicking ass. Very much looking forward to that next album.
Oh, yeah.
Metal Injection, your countdown to extinction is well underway.
Keep being wussies.
You want to report metal news? Do it! Fire your writers who might as well be writing for an MSNBC blog and report metal! Whining about what someone said that you disagree with and calling them names is not metal. Yet this is exactly what this guy said.
But whining about someone whining about what someone says is perfectly okay.
Right now you're acting more like pussies than metalheads.
Yeah,
so pussies can't be metalheads?
Oh, pussies, it's almost exclusively what metalheads are. Come on now. Did you hear that Mike Portnoy discussion we just had? Come on.
Why are you wearing that shirt? If this is what you want to write about, go cover pop. I'm sure Justin Bieber will give you plenty to cover.
We have some audio of Dave Mustaine reacting to this.
Hello, Hainu Meleko Alam. Asher Bukhar Bonumi Kai Huamim. Arachatanai.
I completely forgot about the time you did the Jewish prayer, the Hebrew prayer.
Haftorah.
The Haftorah. Thank you. I couldn't think of that. Well, that was amazing. That was really, really great. Thank you, William Telltale.
Just keep on thinking it's my fault.
I do think it's your fault.
Good Lord. People are so dumb.
Unbelievable. Like, that really makes my day that he was so upset that he wrote this song.
Meth injection are a bunch of wussies.
I bet you he's going to, like, print that out, go to a Megadeth concert, and try to hand it to Dave Mustaine as he goes to the stage to just
about
how he defended.
And Dave's going to just, like, spit on it or something. And
security guard will taser him before he gets within 10 feet of him.
He'll just sign it and give it back to him.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you? You look like Rush Limbaugh.
I pictured you while you were reading that whole thing. I was, in my head, reading it as Rush Limbaugh. The feminazis, the libtards at Metal Injection,
the wussies at Metal Injection, worshipping Obama.
It's funny, though, like,
how... Ultraman's a sack. Rabba Maddow, Rabba Maddow. Go ahead.
Wait, Rabba Maddow or Rabba Maddow?
Maddow, like Rachel
Okay,
Maddow.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
okay.
Because
that's,
Shingletown
yeah.
said you look like her a little bit.
If you shaved, I could see it.
She looks like me, though, right?
You need to put on Noah's glasses. And then I think...
She doesn't wear glasses all the time.
Usually. That's the look.
I feel like she could be related to you.
I could see that.
Dead ringers or anything. But.
Super Nintendo Chalmers makes a fantastic point. He goes, I love how writing Rust in Peace gives Dave Mustaine the right to be an irrational bigot. Every one of his fans always say, he's a legend, so fuck you, show some respect. Writing a good album doesn't save you from hearing criticism when you say stupid shit.
Also, like, it's just amazing how short the memories of conservatives are. Because, like, remember the Dixie Chicks?
Mm-hmm.
And one concert, they said one thing about being embarrassed to be from the same state as George W. Bush.
Sure, which
and
is
they
perfect.
Completely got blackballed from the music industry, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or at least from country
no,
music.
No, from, yeah, like, just...
like, that was it. There was record burnings, and, like, they... All sorts of shit. But when it's the other way around, it's like, oh, why can't he say what he feels about the president?
Exactly.
It's totally okay. Come on, Constitution. Meh.
Because
it's ridiculous.
Conservatives have no principles whatsoever.
Yeah.
They will take any position that is expedient politically at the time, if it helps them, and then it completely abandon
yep.
it. At
and they get away with it.
I like El Duderino... Right, but I don't go to the peanut gallery. I'm in the sunflower seat.
A good one.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows the sunflower seeds give you cancer. We're here with Dave Mustaine on the Alex Jones program.
Oh,
God, it's really Alex. You're my hero. We know the government is putting radio waves into all the sunflower seeds. Isn't that right?
That's why Rob writes the articles that he does. It's because the sunflower seeds are making him do it. He turned him into a libtard.
First they came with the fluoride. Then they came with the anal probes. And now, David's sunflower seeds.
It sort of sounds like Vampiro, Vampiro.
Vampiro! Vampiro! Put subliminal messages into the WCW Monday Nitro. I know. I watched every goddamn episode.
Oh.
Vampiro! I love Alex Jones. I can tell you, I can listen to him talk for 6 straight hours. I love Alex Jones. He is so funny. He's like the epitome of a great radio host. Like, it doesn't matter what he's saying. He just has that speech pattern down. Right? He could say the dumbest fucking thing.
And he does.
And he's so engaging when he talks. That guy on the corner with his goddamn underwear on his pants made a lot of sense on my trip into the studio today. I said, don't you smell like shit, boy? You smell like you crapped yourself. But then he told me a conspiracy theory about Barack Obama, and he made a lot of sense.
I quickly want to interrupt your Alex Jones-ism because Guillermo, our longtime listener, Guillermo from Lincoln, Nebraska, just tweeted at us, possibly the cutest tweet ever.
Aww.
He tweets that he's listening live for the first time in over 7 months, and his son is rocking a Metal Injection shirt.
Aww.
And he looks adorable.
There's a picture?
Yeah, there's a picture. Oh, come on.
Wait, how old is his son now?
He looks very young. He looks like us. Like in single digits.
Aww.
He's so cute.
Are they still in Nebraska?
Oh, he's giving the horns. How cute.
Are they still in Nebraska?
I believe
so.
Well, I just wonder if he was born before or after we started the live cast.
Oh.
Is he a live cast baby?
Was he conceived during a playing of the live cast?
Yeah.
And has Guillermo seen Deicide yet?
Yeah, that's what we all really want to know.
They're gonna go on tour, aren't they? About
to I really hope Guillermo listens to the episode.
Can you hook them up with tickets?
If they tour Nebraska, I will gladly hook Guillermo up with tickets.
You should tweet
just
at
just so
Guillermo
we can interview him at after.
Let him know we relayed his question to Glenn Benton. Remember?
We did. I was about to say it was amazing because we asked him that question when we had him on a few weeks ago. I hope Guillermo goes and listens to that. Maybe that was 7 months ago. The last time he listened was the Glenn Benton episode. That was definitely a while ago.
And by the way, Glenn Benton would not care what fucking shirt you wore to a
sign. Yeah.
That's right.
He really would
wear
not.
Wear a My Little Pony
That's
shirt
a real,
if he cares.
A real man and not a pussy bitch. Trudy McGay-gay.
Wait, do you think that is Guillermo listening to the podcast with his son in the room? Because we've been saying really bad words.
Oh, so what? Why is that? Is that going to hurt a child?
Look how cute he is.
I mean, they're in Nebraska. Who's the kid going to say these words to? Like a cow? Like, there's not other people there. You'll never get to use these words.
Guillermo's the only living person in Nebraska.
Come on.
So cute.
Have you ever been to Nebraska?
I've never been to Yeah. There are people there, but they're not people.
So you're saying Guillermo's not a person?
No, Guillermo's the only one.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I'll agree with that.
The other people are Republicans.
That's true. Guillermo might be a Republican.
It's true.
We don't know. Guillermo, call in and let us know your political affiliation.
Is he trying to deport himself?
Are you a thief, a rapist, or a murderer, Guillermo? Which one are you?
Were you busted to Nebraska?
Well, what he was, right? I think he did say
remember.
That.
That's like, I don't remember 5 minutes ago, let alone 5 years ago. Callers.
Call back, Guillermo.
So I want before we get out of here, because I can't believe the show's basically over.
Damn.
Is I wanted to play this clip that somebody sent, which I thought was a fun little clip. And I don't remember who sent it, though. I'll look that up.
Nice.
Right now. Hold on a sec.
What's it a clip of?
Well, it's a clip of basically my favorite thing, which would be me.
And ribs? Eating ribs?
Is this you on Sirius?
No.
Oh,
so you on the live cast?
Yes. So let me cue it up. It's the person said when they heard the song before.
Which person?
I'm trying to look up the... I forgot who... Who it was.
Rob sent it himself.
Yeah.
They originally thought the song was about me, so take a listen if you could figure it out. Do you guys like your balls being played with?
Hey, there's nothing gay about that. It's just a little physical...
Rob and Rob's mama. Joko Widodo.
Look at the little ball stretching.
My dick hole hurts. He looks like a complete silky boy. Rob injection. He's a good guy. Gonna go back there. Obama's favorite cock rider. Metal Injection Livecast. We talk about docking more than docking.
True.
So he thought it was Stop the Rob.
That's very good.
Yeah, that was excellent.
The paranoia thing fits, too. With the weed smoking.
Benjamin from Germany.
Oh,
wow.
Good job.
Germany. Thanks, Benjamin.
You know, there was about a 12-month period where there was a steady tidal wave of these
coming
in.
I was actually just thinking that we haven't had that in a while.
But in fairness, like, we don't really promote. We used to basically say, send us stuff all the time.
Well.
Send us stuff.
Send us stuff.
If we like it, we'll give you a free T-shirt.
Or Rob will send you a Shadows Fall CD from 1997.
Or a Halford Christmas album.
And also, obviously, we'll play it on the air, which is fun for people.
So please, send us your stuff. We'll be back next week.
Why don't you put it on the website, too, on the livecast page, and just give the person credit.
But let it be a broken link.
Deal. I like all of those ideas.
Or
I
post a link to it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upload it to YouTube.
Sure, yeah, totally. Yeah, I'll do all of that. I'll do all that extra work.
Well, you're
while you guys just lounge around the studios doing nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what we do?
I'm well, still waiting Sid, that's what you do. Noah produces the show. Darren's the director of drops.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I do something more than that. I mean, I contribute, don't I?
Darren's the director
that's
of drops.
Show next week. We're all going to fight.
Right. All right. I'll just do the drops next week. I won't talk.
All right, great. So tune in next week for the Rob, Noah, and Sid. I'm kidding, Darren. I couldn't do the show without you.
You think I'm really offended?
Well, pardon me.
You're a good actor.
No eye contact.
No, I'm looking for a song to play after this.
I could do the show without Sid, though. Then there'd be less people jumping on my back.
Well, Sid's not going to be here next week, so you're
perfect.
Lucky.
Win for you.
Finally.
We'll see.
It'll be a good show next week.
Oh. It might be.
It'll be Rob talking, me hitting a button and playing sound.
No, Rob's going to be fixing all the broken links. He's not going to be talking.
It'll just be me talking and Darren doing sound effects. Yeah.
So it'll be you on Sirius.
It'll just be 2 hours of Noah reciting her favorite Simpsons quotes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
We can do that.
We should get Dan here and play Simpsons trivia.
Can we get a preview, Noah? Well, what's a quick quote that pops into your head?
Dad, you just shot the zombie Flanders. He was a zombie.
All right. Good one.
Yeah. Rob's tearing up. He's so excited about that.
Here's another one.
He has a big fat pocket full of penis.
Like
that. I like to get messy.
Are these new?
No.
I'm used to weird smells.
Sure, I have a dog.
You're a big cock tease. My throat is a little bit stuffed with cum.
Jeez.
What?
Christ.
What was...
I don't even know.
I like nipples.
That one I remember. Just the joy in your
Who
voice.
I'm way more sassy.
Oh, you remember this one?
Sid, I need you.
Oh, it's true. Sid's my friend.
Sucky, sucky. Usually what I do when I go to get acupuncture, I ask her to put it in my ass.
You still do that?
So embarrassing.
That you'd go to get acupuncture?
That
you know, Asian people?
Yeah.
Good point.
I like balls.
Classic.
True.
And of course.
I just want the meat.
That's it. That's the one I was waiting for.
That's a close
one. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week with an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Of course, if you don't want to wait till then, catch up on the archives, metalinjection.net/livecast.
Some of them work.
Yeah, hopefully.
If they don't work, please send me a note, rob@metalinjection.net.
Or just start a blog to complain about it.
Perfect.
I almost said where I was going on vacation, which I'm not allowed to do because it's a secret. My girlfriend's listening. She doesn't know where we're going. So I'm going somewhere.
When?
This week.
The show's over, guys.
Bye, everybody.